You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's Monday. That means it's Advanced Medicine Monday. And I need some advanced medicine, Don. I'm weary. I was in Vegas, as you know. We had the Natural Products Association over the weekend, and great time, but not a lot of recovery and regeneration time when you're out there enjoying, you know, friends and people that you know for many years. We got good organic food. I couldn't believe I could go out, Don, and eat organic food in restaurants. What's going on? This world is going crazy.
I don't know how you do it, Robert. Seems like just about everywhere you go, you manage to find the places that probably nobody else would be able to find.
Well, you know, in this case, it was so funny. We stumbled upon places, and they happened to have chefs that are really into ingredients. And I have to say, the chefs that understand ingredients, they might not even be doing it, quote-unquote, for health reasons. They may or may not. But the point is, they understand the food tastes better. I was excited because it's such a rare treat for me. And I don't want boo-hoos and I don't want violins. I know I can't go out to eat much. But okay, let me enjoy the fact that I was able to a couple of times go out and enjoy with friends and people at the Natural Products Association. That was very cool. But again, the time zone difference, all that. I was doing the Bio Reset jet lag remedy from King Bio that helped me get through it. And now I'm back. The three-hour time zone change it's a whirlwind time.
You are the hardest working man in Health Talk Radio, Robert. So we'll be kind to you today.
Yes. Be kind. It's the what do they call it? The medical rewind. That's right. Dr. Batar's coming up later, and that always energizes me too. But I see there's a lot of stories you've been sifting through while I've been gone. Now I'm back in studio looking at some things that. One of these things would actually normally be a moment of dub, but because I have a very surprise bonus interview coming up, a really lengthy one that I did at the expo with Dr. Matthias Rath, we're going to have to cut short even the moment of dub, but the story is really, really astounding. What is this that you found?
Well, it says the headline is what caught my eye because it seemed like an obvious thing, but it says that lifestyle changes might alter breast cancer rates.
See,
and now, to me, I'm thinking, of course, okay. But obviously, there's really some more detail in here that you wanted to get into.
Yeah, and it is really a moment of duh. The thing that they always say in these things, and this is off of Health Day News. We've got it linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com. Lifestyle changes such as losing weight, drinking less alcohol, and getting more exercise could lead to substantial reduction in breast cancer rates across the entire population. This is according to a new model that estimates the impact of these modifiable risk factors. But all right, so they say losing weight. Okay, a generic thing that they never tell you how to do it healthily. They never talk detoxification. Drinking less alcohol. Okay, I was in Las Vegas. Those people are toast. They're not going to make it. I saw what was going on there. I couldn't believe the amount of pickling of livers out there.
Every time you turn around, there's a waitress saying, "Would you like another drink?"
Unbelievable. And here I am ordering, "Could I have some water?"
Yeah, I'd like a glass of milk, please.
I'll admit, I did have a non-alcoholic beer. They're not really beers,
ooh.
I guess, but from Europe.
Did you drive?
No, I did not either.
Okay,
I could, but I didn't. Now, the thing is, and getting more exercise. Okay, moment of duh. I mean, how much more ridiculous do you have to be to say those things? They never want to go where they really need to go in reducing breast cancer potential expression. Which, I don't know, did you see anything mentioned about pesticides in here, in this article? I didn't see anything.
Did not see anything about pesticides.
No, in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, the NCI never met a pesticide it didn't seem to like. I mean, on one level, they acknowledge it, but in a mainstream story like this, why wouldn't they put that in there? Reduce pesticide exposure.
Well, they should, obviously, but it's because the mind think out there is that there's no connection between those two things.
And, yeah.
You know, something we talk about all the time. But, you know, pesticides and breast cancer, you know, they, for some reason, have not made that connection yet.
No, and nor have they made the connection, at least in this article, about the positive effects of sun exposure and vitamin D production endogenously in preventing breast cancer and other cancers. They didn't say anything about sun exposure. When they said exercise, I mean, that could be on an exercise bike in a dark closet with no light, for all we know. What are they recommending here? Where's the sunlight? And yet, there's another story that you brought to my attention that relates to this. This is astonishing. Now, in homeopathy, Don, we do have things that tend to be left-sided and right-sided, and I know that's kind of bizarre. We were talking about this off the air, and you find this unusual. Tell me about this study you saw.
Well, there was a study, and the title of the study is Driving May Contribute to Left-Side Skin Cancer. And I saw that, and I thought, why just left side? Okay, I understand. You're driving, so that means your left arm is on the window, which means you would get more sunlight on the left arm. But it made me laugh that driving may contribute to left side skin cancer. So I would have to assume then that being a passenger might contribute to right side skin cancer, right? I mean, they're going to pay for that study, and maybe sunroofs may contribute to upper head cancer,
yeah,
or open toe shoes might contribute to lower toe cancer. You know,
no more flip flops.
Yeah. Again, what they're doing is they're going after and trying to demonize being out in the sun,
yeah,
coming out of the caves and seeing the big, you know, yellow thing shining in the sky is going to make you die. But the way that they worded this and the way they did the study, I thought was rather amusing, that it was the drivers could possibly get more left-side skin cancer. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, this is the trucker's tan scenario, if you heard about that, you know. But the reality, of course, is we know sun exposure, healthy sun exposure, prevents skin cancer and other cancers. If we talk about burning the skin cells and creating chronic inflammation, we got a problem there. That's a different story. And, of course, if we acknowledge that, and, you know, over the years, I've been surprised by how many truck drivers listen to the show. You know, we've got some calls from truck drivers over the years.
Sure. Absolutely.
And their diets are not known to be the best diets in the world. If you go to a truck stop, not a lot of organic produce available there that I remember. And that kind of thing lends itself toward cancerous growths anywhere in the body. And I think your point is very important that you picked up on that, that they're focal pointing only on, let's say, a contact, let's say, dermatitis, right, where you rub against something like poison ivy in one area, and specifically to that area, it inflames and you have that expression of poison ivy. Now, if you don't scratch it and move it about, it should stay there for the most part. But in the case of cancer, remember, this relates to the breast cancer as well. The dumb doctors tell you, well, if we just remove your breast before you even have cancer, then you won't get breast cancer. Well, duh, you won't have a breast to have cancer
in. Talk about cancer, that's their version of cancer prevention.
Right, exactly. Either they'll radiate it to detect it, and if so, they'll remove the breast cancer by removing the breast, or they'll just remove the breast before you even have it and say, hey, you're cured before you even have it. Not recognizing the fact that the cancer may pop up somewhere else, because cancer is always systemic, but it may play itself out or express some specific place, and your body can't contain it. That's where it metastasizes. That's why we talked last week, which was so cool. I had Christopher Barr on, and go back and listen to last week's show with Chris Barr. We went heavy into silica and how it strengthens the integrity of the connective tissue, and how that is critical if you're going to prevent metastasis, that is the traveling and transit and basically explosion of cancer throughout the body. That these are all nutrient deficiency diseases, as is the so-called left-sided cancer due to being a driver in America. And, of course, they'll say in Great Britain it'll be on the right side because the driver's, you know, on the other side of the car or the road. The wrong side of the road, right?
That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. But remember, it's the systemic health that is not acknowledged in these things, and they all look at, oh, okay, you've radiated one area. Now, that may create inflammation in an area if you consistently burn that area. And if you don't have enough antioxidants, if you don't have enough selenium, if you don't have enough detox pathways open up, produce enough glutathione. I mean, this is not rocket science, but to the rest of these eggheads, they can't pick up on that, and they just and you know, what can I say? But then Great Britain, they want to make burgers in test tubes. Oh, we'll get to that in a little while.
No. This is Great Britain, not Japan, so people don't have to worry about as much with this one.
Exactly. But, you know, and I didn't eat anything like that when I was in Las Vegas. In fact, one of my best meals, and I always go out there, I met my buddy Stefan, and he used to be in one of the Cirque du Soleil shows. This guy's fit is ridiculous how fit he is. He loves to go out, and we go to this Go Raw Cafe. And I'm telling you, I ate so much food. You know, the only food you can overeat on and still be fine is raw. I'm telling you, you can try to overeat on raw food, and you still your body goes, hey, no problem. No problem at all. No indigestion, nothing. You'll sleep like a baby. You'll feel great. And what a treat that was, too. So we had a little mix it up, but I had good quality out there in Vegas. Although, you know, as we've talked about some of these survival issues, if there's an economic collapse – which, you know, we're in the throes of, and if the grid goes down, Las Vegas is not a good place to go.
Not the place to be.
Huh? No. But right now, people are oblivious to it, and they're drinking lots of alcohol there.
Yeah. But you had a good time, right? I mean, it was a successful event.
Yes, very good. A very good evidence of movement into the energy realm. I ran into a really cool company. I'll hopefully do some more. I'm going to mention them this week because they're worthy of it. They found a way to produce these whole foods like wheatgrass. A lot of people don't like wheatgrass because it tastes nasty to some people.
You know what? I'm the exception to the rule.
You like wheatgrass?
People look at me funny. Yeah. I tried wheatgrass. It was weird the first time, but I really developed a taste for it.
Nice,
and the energy that you get from that stuff.
Oh, you can buzz.
It sends you through the roof.
So this company put together like a wheatgrass and a barley grass, all of these super grasses. I mean, these are super foods. Got it into a dried powdered state. Without pasteurizing it, without bringing it up over 106 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's literally considered raw. And they flavored it like with a little peppermint. And, you know, so nothing – it's really good stuff. It's another way to access these superfoods. So I want to let everybody know about it sometime this week. I mentioned it on my Sunday show on GCN, but I want to let everybody on the Natural News audience know about it because it's a cool update and advancement in ways that we can prepare – you know, we talk about the next event that Mike Adams and I are working on, food security. That might be another good thing to know.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, well, let's take a quick break. In fact, we're going to go right now. This is an interview I conducted at the Natural Products Association Marketplace with a guy I've been wanting to meet for years. I had him on my show some years ago by phone from an undisclosed location. This guy may be public enemy number one to Big Pharma, not to us here. Because he's a real scientist, a physician, and he's taken on Big Pharma in ways no one else has, or let's just say in more extraordinary ways. And we're going to go through some of the history of Big Pharma as it was spawned. And, you know, I often refer to it as the demon spawn of IG Farben of Nazi Germany. This guy knows it, and he's going to reveal it all the way up to the modern European Union, how it's controlling the EU. This is shocking stuff, a very important interview, and we're going to go to that next, Don.
All right. Looking forward to it.
All right. So stay with us. 866-939-BELL is the number. There are a lot of calls. I'm going to see if I can get to any. I'm not going to promise. If not, this week, your calls, I will answer them. And lots more healing to do. Remember, robertscottbell.com, naturalnewsradio.com. Rocking and rolling the health world we go. We'll be back with an interview with Dr. Matthias Rath next.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only five-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my five-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Over the years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've been spotlighting heroes of what I call the health freedom movement, those who would stand up against tyranny, stand up against pharmaceutical tyranny as well. And I can think of nobody that has been more outspoken, that has put his money where his heart is in regards to talking truthfully about the cause of disease and standing up, willingly standing up to what I call the pharmaceutical industrial complex. For years, I've been wanting him on the show. I had him on many years ago by phone. Now in person here at the Natural Products Association, Dr. Matthias Rath is with me. Dr. Rath, I'm so honored to have you on board here.
Well, good to be with you again.
So what is it about, the things that you've discovered with science, of course, is one thing. But to go out and take what you've discovered in science about the real cause of disease, taking on the big pharmaceutical industrial complex, that's another thing altogether. Did you always know you had the tenaciousness to take what you found in science and go out with it? Or was there a point where you're like, I don't know if I can go public with this information?
No, it's a learning process. When I was making these discoveries 20 years ago, I thought that the world will embrace them and will be a run on an autobahn, to speak with the German language here.
Yes.
The more important the discoveries were, the wider they spread, the larger came the, let's call it, the retaliation of the status quo.
Right.
That was a learning process for me too. There was never any doubt that I would go on. That's just my nature. So I never looked back or was intimidated by the maneuvers. But it was a long path, a long, narrow path.
Well, it really is extraordinary because there is so much that I have witnessed here in the United States, what we call now descending from what was called once a free republic to a bureaucratic oligarchy. My dear friend Jonathan Emord, who has beaten the FDA back now seven times in court, describes that Congress has abrogated its constitutional authority to basically write laws, but they've thrown it over to a rulemaking class that is unelected. And here in America, we've rapidly lost our freedom to know about substances that can bring healing. Now we're seeing similar things happening in the EU with a lot of directives associated with United Nations activities. It's extraordinary how people at some level don't want us to know what it takes to get well.
Well, the petrochemical and the pharmaceutical industry are the governing economic interests on our planet as we speak. And so there's no surprise that at a time when alternative energies are about to replace the age of oil, that there is resistance against that at all levels. Mm. And in parallel, the same goes on in the health area, where natural health science is replacing deadlocks of pharmaceutical medicine that have been going on for a century now and have killed tens, perhaps hundreds of millions of people from, as we know it today, diseases that are no diseases.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, this is something, as a homeopath, I was raised 24 years in America by allopathic doctors. in hospitals and had so many interventions and drugs and had to learn the hard way that there are no drug deficiency diseases, but there are only nutrient deficiency diseases or toxicological diseases in association with the nutrient deficiencies or induced nutrient deficiency diseases. And, you know, you really had a lot when you uncovered these things to go up against. As you said, you were surprised initially as a scientist would say, well, they will embrace science, you know, but science is degraded into a religion or to a cult. We call it scientism now. There's very little science going on.
Well, that's a philosophical consideration. I'm more a practical chap. The resistance that I met in those 20 years fighting these interests was primarily economically motivated. The larger the interests, the more the fiercer the resistance. Give you an example. The disease cancer is particularly heavy fought area.
Yes.
The reason for that is not just the multi-billion-dollar business with chemotherapy. Cancer as a disease was being used by the status quo, by pharmaceutical
yes.
oriented medicine. As a tool of psychological warfare.
Right.
Meaning chemotherapy, toxic like it is, cancerogenic like it is, could only be sold to an intelligent human person if the alternative was death. So it was part of this strategy over now more than half a century to keep cancer as a death verdict. As when we came along and said, hey, wait, guys, here are the mechanisms how cancer propagates, and we can naturally block that with vitamin C, lysine, polyphenols, etc. And we brought the evidence and we showed it and we published it. That's when they got really antsy. And the majority of the lawsuits that they brought against me and our research over the last 10 years was, in fact, about the cancer work, and it was obvious that if someone comes along and says there is a solution to the cancer epidemic,
yes,
they are not just losing their economic privileges; they lose the entire construct of false credibility that
prestige,
they've been
ego.
No, the pharmaceutical business with disease is, by its very nature, a deceptive scheme.
Right.
For example, they tell you heart disease is being caused by high cholesterol. If that were the case, we would all walk around with infarctions of the nose and ears.
Yes.
We all know it's not the case. So it's a hoax.
Mm.
They go out and say, hey, you have cancer, we have the treatment for cancer, and the hope of the patient is that he's being cured by chemotherapy. In fact, half of the chemotherapy agents are listed on the federal list of cancerogenic agents.
Right.
So they're getting, in the hope of being healed, they're getting a drug that will kill them. Worst of all, they're now exporting this whole principle into the developing world with the ARV drugs, same thing.
Oh, my God, yes, that's a huge one.
And people come and say, I have an immune deficiency, largely based on micronutrient deficiencies, or at least accelerated. What they get from the doctors and the pharmaceutical lobbyists in this developing world are antiretroviral drugs. The first target of this toxic substance is the immune system. So
yes.
Immune deficient people get drugs that kill the immune system. You tell me where the sense is in this.
No, and then this is, I've been a great admirer of yours for standing up on the African continent to the fact that these people have diseases of poverty, of nutrient deficiencies. To me, I've interviewed Professor Peter Duisberg out of UC Berkeley for many years, and he talked about these as drug-induced diseases, whether it be street recreational or pharmaceutical disease. And he was ostracized. He lost his grant money. Thank God he had tenure or he would have lost that too.
Well, that's true. The that's what I mean. There, if you talk about the pharmaceutical industry, it is not black and white. It is just a hoax system.
Yeah.
From the very onset of defining the human body as a marketplace, they had no other options than just to go all the way and be very consequent about that principle, that once you go that step and define the human body as a marketplace,
yes,
you want to expand that market with diseases.
Yes.
So they are nowhere can they bring solutions that prevent diseases. And the elimination of diseases is their very own end. So,
right, right.
The entire strategy of this industry and the financial backers for now almost a century has been to deceive mankind. So it was not just a chemical warfare that they were imposing on mankind,
yes,
biological warfare. There was also a psychological warfare of deception.
Very much so.
Basically portraying their solutions as the option for health for millions of people. And in fact, the very intention of these drugs was to create new drugs,
yes,
under the veil or under the cover of deceptive promises.
You've written very extensively on the whole history of the modern pharmaceutical industry spawning, I call them the demon spawn of IG Farben, you know, during World War II Germany under the Nazi-type medicine, and that it continues to this day, the atrocities. It's not something that ended with World War II. And that, of course, has really woken up a lot of people to the horrors that still exist in the name of so-called modern science, which is, once again, we have to acknowledge the difference between what they're calling science and what the things that you have done.
Well, yes, that's true, and I'll give you an example that's particularly appalling, since you mentioned the Brussels EU, or the European,
yes,
what you should call it, dictatorship.
Yes.
That started in the 1950s, and the architect, the key architect of what today is the Brussels EU, was a guy by Walter Hallstein, Hallstein. Now, this chap was one of the technocrats that the Nazi IG Farben coalition used in constructing the world after they conquered it in the Second World War.
Right.
So 6 months before World War II started, which was a war of conquest on behalf of the largest chemical cartel at the time, IG Farben was Bayer, BASF, and Hoechst.
Right.
6 months before that started, this guy was giving a lecture at the University of Rostock in Germany, where all the Nazi hotshots were present, and he gave an outline of Europe and the world after they conquered it. And he said, here are the laws that we're going to impose. And he listed it down from the laws of economics to the laws of the trade, to the laws of patents, and yada yada. And so they, for them, it was a declared goal to create a new world that they completely control. And the central piece of this control was what they called a central cartel office. And in that central cartel office, all decisions would be made for every aspect of life.
Yes.
Economic, financial, social, everything else. And so this chap, Hallstein, who gave this speech for the Nazi IG Farben coalition in 1939, he was appointed by the cartel as being the first president of the Brussels EU from 1956, actually January 1957 to 1966. For 10 years,
yes,
he got 8,000 people under himself. No one was elected, technocrats.
Incredible.
And he built what is now there. And it's 100% the same thing. There's the Brussels EU is being led by the so-called EU Commission.
Yeah.
The EU Commission formally are 25 or 27 people, but they have an apparatus of no longer 8,000 people, of 54,000 people, paid technocrats. No one knows what they do. No one can vote them into office. No one can vote them outside.
Yes.
So there's an entire city that is controlling the world, controlling Europe, every aspect of life there, including banning micronutrients.
Micronutrients, yep.
And And the European Parliament, which is being portrayed as a big unifying parliament of Europe, yes. has, I believe, 700 little dwarfs that have no rights. They don't even have a right of initiating legislation.
Doesn't it sound so similar to what's happened here in the U.S.? Well, look at the Congress. Little girls running around. I mean, I don't mean to be sexist about it. I mean, men and women acting like little children that they can't control anything. They turn it over to these corporatist kind of controls, and we're seeing the loss of liberty. Now, I see some good things happening because they're bankrupt. They're bankrupt morally, ethically, but now economically, they're finding out that they can't continue to print money out of thin air and continue to perpetuate the wars. You were so outspoken. You put big ads in the New York Times, very direct about Bush and what he was doing. There was hope for hope and change. Clearly, that did not happen. What we're seeing is Obama has doubled down on the very same things Bush was doing. How do you see this evolution or us getting beyond this? I mean, you've been in this for so long. You may have some insight to see what is I see some positive things happening, but it's hard to find. We got to look real deep. What do you see coming out of Europe? You're spending time here in America as well.
Well, you mentioned President Obama. I think there is something to be said about what this administration is trying to do in the healthcare sector, especially in the area of prevention and community-based medicine. So I'm supporting that aspect. And, of course, the interests around Washington, they remain the same. They are largely dominated by the pharmaceutical, as you call it, industrial complex.
Yes.
Same investors that control the petrochemical and chemical sector also control that aspect.
Right.
To answer your question, what can be done about it? I'm very optimistic.
Yes.
The last 20 years of my life have been an example how a small group of people can stand up against the largest and most profitable investment business on this planet, which is the pharmaceutical industry.
Right.
The way to move forward is to constantly do two things. First, you promote science, meaning you promote the new. In our case, natural health solutions to large epidemics like cardiovascular disease, like diabetes, like heart failure, like high blood pressure and cancer, of course. And secondly, to expose the immorality, the unethical background, the fundamentally wrong direction of the status quo.
Yes.
And that has many facets, but my contribution, my particular contribution as a German citizen, is to contribute the history of my own country. The fact that the chemical industry, Bayer, BASF, Hoechst, were the driving economic forces behind two world wars. World War I was an attempt to conquer the world on behalf of Bayer, Hoechst, and BASF.
Right.
They failed. Luckily,
yes.
Many Americans paid the price with their life to fight these interests. Well, Emperor Wilhelm, whom they commissioned to lead the armies, he resigned. But the interests stayed because
yes.
no one uncovered them.
Right.
No one put the finger on them and said, mm-hmm. you are the real guilty guys.
Yeah.
Same thing that happened after the Second World War, which, of course, again, was a world of a conquest war by IG Farben. There was the Nuremberg War Crimes Tribunal, case number 6, was specifically against 24 directors of IG Farben.
Right,
no one
right.
talks about that trial because everything is covered by the so-called big trial against Goering and some other hoodlums who were nothing else.
Were a distraction in this case.
They were puppeteers. Puppets, I should say.
Puppets.
And the trial against IG Farben, for that matter, Bayer and BASF in Nuremberg, showed that they produced 100% of the explosives for Hitler's war.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
They produced 100% of the rubber used for the Wehrmacht, the gas, the just about any chemical that was used, the methane, the airplane gasoline, and all that stuff. So without IG Farben, this war would not have been possible.
Yeah.
What happens after the Second World War? Some political and military guys are being sentenced to death or long-term prison. The real culprits they get away, and right. they go for it in their third attempt for world conquest. And that third attempt is what we are battling.
Right.
So where does it bring us? That brings us to, as analytical people, brings us to the point that we have to say they were able to do that twice. Deceive entire mankind, not just Europe,
yeah.
about who is behind the international escalation, who is behind the preparations of war then and now. Who is interested in escalating every crisis from Libya to Iraq?
Even Libya now.
Same,
it's crazy.
It's the same interests, and exposing the history is the second leg. Pointing the finger at and say, we are the people who have the moral and ethical right to point out where these people came from, to point out the criminal history of these interests behind two wars, behind the largest crimes of humanity, Auschwitz concentration camp, to name an example. Everyone talks about what happened in the concentration camp. No one says that 6 kilometers or 4 miles from the concentration camp was the real reason for Auschwitz, which was IG Auschwitz Incorporated, which was a 100% daughter of Bayer BASF and Hoechst. And the concentration camp was erected as a slave labor camp and became a machinery of death with a billion Reichsmark in loan from Deutsche Bank to IG Farben.
Incredible.
So we can see the principle of profit over life, two world wars, and they will no doubt continue to try to play the same game if we are not exposing their past. If we are not saying to the people of America and the world, look exactly who this is.
Yes.
Look very sharply who this is. Draw your conclusions from this knowledge, and by doing that, we will destroy their plan to go at it again. So, bottom line, the last 20 years, as tough as they were for me and for my team fighting this battle, made me very optimistic because, first of all, we are still around.
We're still here. I was thinking the same thing. All through, we're still standing.
Which means that the strategy we used in heavily investing into further research proving that we are right, that mankind can be liberated from the largest epidemics of our time, heart disease and cancer, and at the same time exposing the status quo as a criminal bunch of investment circles that systematically put profits over life.
Yeah.
That will continue to be a formula for liberating all mankind.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Matthias Rath, you've done such sensational work, and it continues. What if they threw a war and nobody showed up? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That would be wonderful.
That's the awakening of the people, is it not?
That's true, but we need to work towards that goal.
Yeah, we've got a little bit more work to do.
Yeah.
Real quick, can you tell us how we can learn more about you and all the good stuff that you're doing?
Well, yeah, we have two basic websites that people can look at on the research angle. It's the website of our research institute at www.drrathresearch.org, one word, drrathresearch.org. And the other one is www.dr-rath-foundation.org. That will brings more of the political background and all the information that we just touched upon during the interview.
Beautiful. Well, we'll have these links up at robertscottbell.com to learn more about this. Again, I've been a great admirer of yours for so many years. So glad to connect with you in person. And Betsy, your CEO there, is wonderful. I've worked with her over the years as well. She stood proud for you here in the United States. And we continue to wish you all the success in the world as you awaken and expose that which has really been harmful to us, to hopefully bring us back to sanity in regards to nutrition is the answer to what ails us.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Matthias Rath, honored to have you with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show? bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers of Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and great for the planet. From the oceans to our Arctic processing facilities to the store shelves, Nordic Naturals knows that natural doesn't only mean exceptional freshness, taste, and purity. It also means we work one-on-one with researchers and a select group of fishermen to make sure that we harvest only those fish species that are flourishing from seas that are abundant. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3 fish oil, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that our products are environmentally friendly. Call 1-800-662-2544 to receive a sample of our delicious fish oils or visit our website at nordicnaturals.com. Call 1-800-662-2544. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Worried about how you'll pay for retirement? Even if you haven't saved a dime, there's a way to trade up to a better life when you retire. The experts don't tell you because there's no money in it for them. But thousands of people rescue their retirement this way every year. You can too at GoRetireBetter.com. David and Ann from North Carolina did it. He had a computer job. She was a secretary. They worked hard, saved, but still, they didn't have enough to last long term. So they rescued their retirement, just like you can, at GoRetireBetter.com. Today, they live like the upper crust in a three-bedroom home with a pool. They eat out all the time, go to concerts, take trips to the beach. They don't worry anymore about outliving their nest egg. Find out how they did it at GoRetireBetter.com. That's GoRetireBetter.com.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I'm going to have to listen to that interview with Dr. Rath probably multiple times to really get the gravity of it, the detail that he went with winding it all together. Now, I do have listeners in the European Union, and I suggest that it's even more critical for you, but it is also critical for us here in the United States to understand the powers at play in regards to keeping us enslaved to pharmaceutical drugs and to attack any nutrient options, whether they be pharmaceutical nutrients, which are not truly nutrients, but they have some recognized benefit, or whether we go all the way to what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, talking whole food nutrients. But Whole Foods is something, and I'm not even talking about the brand of supermarket Whole Foods, but there's some more bizarre stuff. Remember we talked about the poop burgers a week or so ago? It was hard to get through that one.
Oh, that was classic, Robert. I listened to that segment several times. That was
quite
the story.
I still have questions of whether it's real. I mean, honestly,
I've did a little bit of research on that after the fact. Apparently, Fox News was the outlet that carried that first.
Yes,
and they may have been duped by a hoax.
They were duped by the poop.
yes, exactly. So it hasn't been confirmed yet, but it is very possible that may have been a hoax.
Well, regardless, it's not too far-fetched because according to this article that you sent me from the Mail Online in Great Britain, okay, stand by, you crazy Brits. Coming soon, the test tube burger. Lab-grown meat needed to feed the world. Now, this goes to the same strange powers, honestly, out of Nazi Germany. I mean, what are they thinking about? Synthesizing meat out of a test tube by, you know, taking stem cells from a cow, for instance, and growing them under stress and thinking that there will be anything worth eating in that. I mean, maybe you'll get some amino acid sequences, but will they be the same ones? I mean, this is really another bizarre mad scientist story to me.
Well, it is. You know, when we're looking at eating things that are grown in a lab, I mean, if you look at what is in hamburgers now, are we really stretching it too far with the stuff that they're already putting in there? No, but at least you know that the core base product that at least it originally was an animal, right?
Well, it's something that we have as humans been eating for a long time, yeah. And okay, but you start growing it in a test tube. And the way they describe this in vitro meat, right? Because in vitro means, in, you know, basically in a test tube or in a, you know, a petri dish. But in vivo would be, you know, in a living system. But in vitro meat, they're talking about it. I mean, it doesn't even sound in any way appetizing. Like for those that are meat eaters, I mean, you're really going to leap to this? It's like, at least in the Matrix movie, the guy, you know, wanted to be put back into the Matrix. Remember him? Because he says, even though I know it's just pretend meat in the Matrix, it still tastes like it. I don't think they're going to make this test tube meat taste like it. According to this, what is it? What did they say it tasted like?
Well, first of all, this is happening in the Netherlands. So the Dutch are leading the fight here to approve in vitro meat. But
okay.
Apparently, scientists at this same university grew strips of pork using the same method back in 2009. And they at that time admitted it was not particularly appetizing because it was gray in color,
yeah,
and had a similar texture to calamari.
Oh, nice and chewy and gray. No,
yes.
So this is indicative, of course, that they're going to have to add all kinds of colorings and flavorings and all the things that don't sustain healthy human life. So their argument falls flat because they're saying, well, there's no way we could sustain the growth. We're going to have to grow meat in test tubes. We can't keep growing animals like that. And, of course, if you're going to eat any kind of animal protein, we've talked about it, it must be, you know, free grazing type organic type meats because you're concentrating up the food chain, all of the toxins that they're eating, whether it be GMO foods, or whether it be pesticide-laden antibiotic residues or Monsanto growth hormones in the meat. Here you've got something that may be amino acid sequences that may or may not contain any other nutrients, will not be edible, and that they'll have to add more synthetic toxins, carcinogens, just to be able to consume, similar to this other story. I can't believe all the food stories. I have a good food weekend in Las Vegas, and then you send me all of these unappetizing things to talk about.
It's the news. This is what's going on.
It's Advanced Medicine Monday, not Advanced Destroy Restaurants Monday. What is this? We got it, but this is cool, actually. This is on Natural News. Mike Adams covered this yesterday. It's an anti-foaming agent found in chicken McNuggets. Now, I don't recall. Now, I've admitted to this that when I grew up, I ate McDonald's. I grew up in that kind of food. In fact, they were introduced McNuggets when I was a kid. I ate them some. I didn't particularly like them. Of course, they had all these special sauces, which likely had loaded with MSG. But evidently, they admit that
the chicken nuggets themselves really don't taste good.
They don't taste
it is the sauce that
made it.
You,
that's
you
right.
Cover it with that, and that's what made it good.
Other than that, it was like a little bit of cardboard-like stuff, but they admit in there is autolyzed yeast extract, which contains free glutamate, which is similar to MSG, monosodium glutamate, which is an excitotoxin. They have sodium phosphate, sodium aluminum phosphate. We talk about aluminum. Do we really need more of that with our chicken McNuggets? And that's not even the worst. According to McDonald's own website, and you can see this, and I've got it linked up at Natural News, chicken McNuggets are also made with hydrogenated soybean oil. Hydrogenated oils, of course, we know how dangerous they are, with TBHQ and citric acid added to preserve freshness. Now, I don't know how they can preserve freshness of something that I don't know it was ever fresh. But here we got something called dimethyl polysiloxane. It's added as an anti-foaming agent. Are they worried about kids that have too much foaming agent in their shampoo and toothpaste that they're counteracting it with McNuggets?
Or maybe if you eat too many chicken McNuggets, the kids will start foaming at the mouth, right?
We
want to cut down on that. We don't want rabid-looking kids.
That could be the foaming at the mouth with the kids. If you see a kid foaming at the mouth, don't panic. He's just been to McDonald's to eat
a chicken McNugget.
Just give him a chicken McNugget. Yeah, and maybe there was a batch that didn't have the anti-foaming agent in it, and that's what was happening there. I mean, these stories, you can't make this up. Now, according to this, it's been linked in lab studies to stomach tumors. Higher doses have some negative health effect on lab animals, such as producing precursors to stomach tumors and damage to DNA. No big surprise there. We talk about these synthetics damaging DNA all the time. A number of studies have shown that prolonged exposure to high doses of TBHQ, which is that long name, whatever it was, may be carcinogenic, especially for these stomach tumors. So it's a type of silicone, is also used in caulk and sealants, and as a filler for breast implants. So now they
chicken
can...
Chicken breasts, but they're chicken breasts, aren't they?
Well, yes, but now we've solved the problem. Low-cost breast implants, they'll just put chicken nuggets in those little sacks, and there you go. It's a little lumpy. Oh, man, I didn't mean to make... I was just in Las Vegas. There's a lot of those jokes to be made as well.
Forgive me.
I'm tired. I'm letting loose here on Advanced Medicine Monday. I will pump it back up when we have Dr. Batar on here. I promise. We've got lots more healing to go on Advanced Medicine Monday. I'm going to take a quick break here because we went long, but with the Dr. Rath interview. But again, listen to that again and again until you get the gravity of what was revealed about the lineage of the pharmaceutical industrial complex and how it controls so much of what's happening on planet Earth. And how what you're doing right now, what we're doing right now, is the key to overcoming it. We don't have to attack them. We simply have to unplug from the pharmaceutical matrix. And that's what we do here every day, and including and especially on Advanced Medicine Mondays. Remember the number to chime in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Email updates through robertscottbell.com as well as naturalnewsradio.com, where you're listening right now. And a special thanks for all of you tuning in through talkstreamlive.com. It's great to crank up the ratings there. Let everybody know that the Robert Scott Bell Show exists every day beginning at noon Eastern, Monday through Friday, as well as Sundays on GCN at 1 Eastern. We got lots more healing to do. One more segment to do it before we bring on Dr. Batar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie feel better, and if you act now, get a great Down Under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great Down Under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got a short segment to wrap up this hour before being joined by Dr. Bitar on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I think that a call may be in order here because I'm backlogged on him because I haven't been able to get to him. Don, can you run the first one here?
Yeah, we've got Janet.
Oh, great. All right. Well, this will be right on topic, I'm sure.
Hello, Robert. This is Janet from Florida. I have two questions for your show on the Silver Aloe Protocol. It says to take it before meals. After you've taken it, should you wait 15 minutes or a period of time before you eat, or is it okay to eat right away? Also, is this a good thing for a person to take even though they don't think they have any problems, just to a healthful boost to their GI tract?
Thanks for the call, Janet. As far as the Silver Aloe Protocol, it's the most questions I get. And it, of course, it tells me that a lot of people need to understand this. Taking it prior to meals, when we talk about using silver hydrosol and aloe vera together, it drives the silver into the gut. We talk about reducing inflammation, promoting healing of epithelial tissue, the lining of the gut as well. The reason we do it prior to meals is largely when most of the food is moved through, particularly in the upper GI area, so we can drive it past there, get it into the small intestines. Now, Janet and anybody else that wants to know about this, I would wait 15 minutes. If I could wait 30, that'd even be better. But I have people eating 10, 15 minutes later and still getting good results. I'm not overly concerned about that. But the ideal reason that aloe is there is to drive it deeper into the gastrointestinal tract. The second part of your question, Janet, is even more fascinating. It's interesting that you asked that because I do get this as well. What if I don't have any known gastrointestinal problems, right? I don't have colitis and Crohn's and irritable bowel and leaky gut and all of that. Can I do this protocol? And the answer, of course, is yes. You might not understand why that would be the case, but there are sometimes subtle inflammatory responses that are what we call subacute or subclinical. You don't really detect that. Just simply being exposed to toxins in food, water, and air at subtle levels over time. And if you talk about cleansing, some people are very aware that every once in a while they want to do a detoxification protocol, like let me do a liver flush, let me do a gallbladder flush. In this case, we'd be talking about doing almost like an intestinal flush. And it's a very safe and rapid way to do it. You wouldn't even need to do it that frequently, for instance. If you're basically fine, if you were to take those half ounce to 1 ounce silver aloe combinations three times a day for about a week, every once in a long while when you don't have anything going on, you'll find that you may feel better, you may digest better when you replenish with the probiotics following that, because the subtle inflammation, again, causes resistance to the microflora, the microbiome, to situate properly in the gut. And I interviewed this past weekend on my Sunday show with GCN. I had Kat James on. She's sensational. In fact, Don, you have to remind me. I'm going to have to get her back on, actually for the first time on my natural news radio, Robert Scott Bell Show, because there's so much cool stuff that she had uncovered in her own life. She's a real living example. And she is also a big supporter, as am I, as we had Dr. Fred Pescatore on the Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to replenish because of the microbiome that comes with it. In other words, its own food supply, it situates itself better. So Janet and others that are interested, yes, you can do the Silver Aloe Protocol. You know, once in a while, take a week and do a cleanse. Absolutely, no harm will come to you, and you can kind of restart that system of digestion. So that's cool. Don, thanks for helping me restart the program here on Monday, coming off of this trip with a little energy interplay. You helped me out a lot. I appreciate that.
Not a problem. It's good to have you back, Robert.
Well, it's good to be back in studio. And, of course, we've got Dr. Bitar coming up after this short break. Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind. Who knows where we go with Dr. Vitar, but it's always fascinating. And it may get a little energetic today. I have a sense of where this may be going. We're going to have some fun with that. Listen, the Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty every day, right here, right now. And I'm reminding you before this break, as I do every day, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I'm a little bleary-eyed from the Las Vegas trip here, but Dr. Vitar is back. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. We're going to do some medical rewind. Dr. Vitar, you've got a big family reunion, so I really appreciate the extra time you're taking today to be on with us, because you know how much everybody's looking forward to you every week.
Well, I'm very happy to be here.
Well, listen, I had an interesting conversation, you know, last hour. It was from the Vegas show with Dr. Matthias Rath, and it was astonishing. This is a physician, a scientist, a researcher, but he doesn't pull any punches when you talk about Big Pharma. I mean, he laid it all the way back to Nazi Germany, IG Farben, and where it's gone, right to the control of the EU today.
Wow. He's been one of the people that, you know, his material that I'd read way back 10, 15 years ago, so... That must have been an experience to talk with him for some time.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, you can tell a guy that is aware of his surroundings. I mean, literally, while we're doing the interview, he's looking around and checking things out. It's like, I think he knows he bit off a big hunk of something on planet Earth that doesn't like to be bit on.
Yeah. He certainly has made some serious ripples.
Yeah. So it's fascinating, though, on various levels, so many people now around the world are beginning to recognize the dangers of synthetic modern pharmaceuticals. And, of course, when you understand the lineage, where it came from, it's even more horrific. You know, we recognize that there are times for life-saving interventions. That's not the thing. But when we recognize what their goal was, literally world domination by drugs, it's you know, sometimes it can be a little scary.
A lot of people, I think, pawn this off to conspiracy theory and such, and they don't understand the historical perspective and the significance of where it came from. And, you know, over years and years, over the last, 6-8 decades, people just seem to have forgotten what all happened and how it happened and what the ultimate goal was. So it's often very good to resurrect the truth and let people realize where it's coming from. The historical perspective is so crucial to understand all this.
Yeah, you know, I like that you brought that up, because so often, you know, when we discuss some of the we don't call it the evils of the medical complex, it can be just dismissed by the C word when they say conspiracy. But when you do really dig out the documents that exist, the real historical records, and you find out this is just, you know, literally the history of the, you know, the 20th century, in fact, leading into the 21st. Now we're seeing a massive change. You know, when I was out at the Natural Products Expo, I mentioned this just a bit last hour, I noticed that, you know, that there was some more awareness, openness to energy medicine. Every year or every quarter of every year now I'm seeing more and more openness to the things that Nikola Tesla brought forward, Royal Raymond Rife, Rife Frequency. I think, you know, when we talk about the future of medicine being energy, we're literally living in the midst of a major transition from pharmacological techniques and exclusivity and monopolies to one where energy is going to be the dominant way people will utilize for healing.
Absolutely. You know, it brings to my mind a quote. I don't remember who said it, but it said, all truths go through three phases. The first phase is ridicule. The second phase is violent opposition. And then the third phase is having accepted it as if they've always accepted it as being the truth. And this is no different. I think that we've gone through that violent opposition phase in energy medicine. That's what Rife went through. That's what Tesla went through. The ridicule was before then, and now it's starting to become almost accepted that it's a part of, you know, conventional, although the conventional medical realm may not have accepted it fully, but the conventional public realm has already embraced it, I think.
Yeah. You know, in the physician community, I love this. You know, the docs that did go into it for the right reason may have been discouraged, and some have left the profession, but some have survived it. And, you know, I interviewed a Dr. Ben Thurman last Friday, fascinating man. I had met him at a survivalist conference in Dallas. And I spoke on gastrointestinal diseases. I talked about protocols for regenerative medicine. And afterwards, we discussed, and literally, he was so far into the realm of energy medicine, I was just astounded. You know, and I loved his openness. And so I decided, oh, I got to interview you some more on this and how you integrate all of it. But it's a good sign. It really is a good sign that despite, and he's been attacked by the medical board a number of times in Texas, like so many of the innovative docs, including yourself, and has, you know, stood his ground. There are people out there now that are standing their ground rather than running in fear. So it's really an exciting transition time where we're moving from fear to something else, which is about time.
Well, when somebody starts realizing that these regulatory bodies really have no power, I mean, the only power that they have is the power that we give them by becoming afraid and acting in fear, our actions being motivated by the fear that they are trying to instill. But when you refuse to cave into that fear, which only exists in your own mind, then suddenly their power dissipates, almost analogous to an illusion, and you realize they have no power. I mean, they literally have no power. It is nothing more than a bully that's using intimidation, but when you stand up to a bully, 99% of the time the bullies will run, and the 1% of the time that they aren't going to run, they're just bluffing. So it is an exciting time to be alive, and I see more and more people that I come in contact with, you know, like yourself, parallel tracks. Maybe the path is different, but it's in the same general direction. And pretty fascinating to find different people in different parts of the world that have the same mindset. And I've never heard of them. They've never heard of me. And yet, you know, we come together in whatever manner, however it was supposed to happen, but it happens. And it's too ironical to be coincidental, if you know what I mean. It's almost like it was predetermined.
I do. And it's like there's an energy that's palpable and measurable. You can sense it. You can feel it. Because even before, you know, I talked to this man or even knew he was a medical doctor. That's the fascinating thing. He didn't wear his degrees on his sleeve. He came up and you could tell he was genuine. And we struck up a wonderful conversation and kind of led to this. And you find this alignment in, you know, in spirit as well as in healing and all of these things. And I'm you know, so encouraged because there are times, honestly, Dr. Bitar, where I get, you know, a little bit discouraged. It happens. I'm human. You know, you see some of the negative things that are occurring. You just go, man, are people going to wake up? And then you have these experiences. You get out there and you meet people that are doing things like yourself. And then you bring in, you realize, hey, we're not alone. There are a lot of people around the world that are waking up and, as you said, dissipating the fear, the illusion, seeing right through it, and then walking with the power. And I don't mean the power to control others, but, you know, power, not to be trite with the Huey Lewis song, but that's some power of love.
Mm. It does sound a little corny maybe, but it's very true because that's the opposition of fear is love. And I tend to think of it as a silent call to arms, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And many people of like-mindedness are hearing that silent call to arms and they're coming forth. I mean, maybe that's corny too to say it that way, but
that's all right.
It's really what it is, because more people are kind of coming together. And, you know, at these conferences, like you said, this doctor finding you, coming up and talking to you, and there was already an unsaid, unstated congeniality maybe, or, you know, camaraderie, something based upon something else that you can't really necessarily state, and it just happens, and you don't know why it's happening. I've had this happen myself with a doctor from Mexico that I met, you know, some years back. I had no idea why I felt when I met him. I didn't even talk to him. I just needed a place to sit in this conference, and, you know, he pulled over and let me sit right and, like, share his seat, essentially. And I just remember thinking to myself, you know, this guy, it's just a familiarity bar. I mean, there's something like I've known him before, and I didn't know what it was. And, you know, now 8 years later, we're like, he's one of my closest friends. And he was explaining to somebody one day that when he first met me, he had this genuine desire to hug me. And I actually had the same feeling when I met him, although we hadn't even said any words. And, you know, I'm completely heterosexual, so it wasn't.
Yeah, no. Like it's a genuine affection on some other level. I understand what you're saying, and you know, you like good friends, you have this good bond, and it's different. It's hard to explain. And I'm sure many people listening to us right now have experienced things like that. But it, you know, it's really nice. You know, it kind of makes the world a much smaller place, because you've got these artificial constructs and divides and walls as such, and then you could travel around the world and make an instant connection with someone you had never met in this lifetime. And suddenly you have an ally in spirit and mission and purpose, and it only strengthens what we're here to do.
Absolutely. I truly believe that. I'm, you know, no matter what faith somebody is, I'm a firm believer that there is something to this past life thing. There's too many things that have happened. I think probably in most people's lives, somebody can sit down and think about one or two specific occasions where things just didn't make any sense, and yet they happened, and it, there's no other way it could have happened. The familiarity couldn't have been there unless there was something else that had happened in the past. And it brings to mind the doctor from Yale University, the psychiatrist who wrote the book Many, Many Lives, Many Masters. You know which guy I'm talking about?
Yeah, right? I don't remember his name, but I know the book. And I was referencing as well another book some time ago called Journey of Souls by Michael Newton, and he was discussing things that happened between lifetimes. Fascinating now that we're talking about this. I mean, these are I love the things that we can get into on the Advanced Medicine Monday. We talk really advanced stuff here. And last week, I finally aired the interview I did with David Freud and his wife, Linda Freud, who's a medical intuitive that some of the top docs on the planet consult with. And they were going all the way back to the Hebrew scriptures and different things where they talked about these things just very naturally. It was part of the basis for most of the world's religions.
It really is. And my second major in college was theology, as you know. But it's one of the things that we tend to forget. Even the historical perspective of our own faiths and where they came from and what some of those things meant. And I think that it would behoove everybody to go back and start looking at some of the origins of our own belief systems.
Yeah, without them, of course.
Ryan Weiss.
What was that?
Ryan Weiss, yes. Dr. Ryan Weiss, who wrote the Many Lives, Many Masters.
Yeah, I'll have that linked up for those that are interested in learning or reading further on these things. Again, it only opens you up to some great experiences and understandings as well. But as we said, you know, talking about the IG Farb and Nazi connection in World War II, Germany, all the way forward in modern pharmaceutical medicine, the same thing. If we don't understand the history, it's not only that we're doomed to repeat it, but literally we're being manipulated and controlled by those who have written the history books. I've referenced this as well, not knowing the word homeopathy for the first 24 years of my life, yet coming to find out that it was deeply entrenched in the medical history of the United States of America throughout the 19th century and, of course, early parts of the 20th century. When I go to the so-called Civil War museums, you can still see this today. The Union and Southern soldiers both had homeopathic medicine kits on the battlefields. And it was, you know, as if it didn't exist. So it's so profound and important to understand that those who write the history books literally control the present and perhaps even the future.
I didn't know that they actually had them during the Civil War.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a real revelation to me. Of course, then I went back and read Harris Coulter's book, Divided Legacy, which, you know, volumes thick about the real medical history of America. And, of course, homeopathy was always there, you know, as long as it's been around. But to see it in the Civil War museums brought a whole different perspective. It was like, this isn't history. This is what they had.
Wow, that's pretty incredible, because I mean, obviously, the history of how it got over here, how homeopathy got over here, I was aware of that, but I didn't know it was that far back during the Civil War.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, when you go to these southern, and you know, you're a lot of times you're in North Carolina, not far from, if you ever get a chance, and I'm going to certainly take my kids to see these things as well. because they see daddy, you know, homeopathy, we know it ever since we're born, right? Are my kids now, right? They don't know a world without it. And, you know, I have to go back and teach them the things that I didn't know that I didn't know, right? And that's a hard concept to understand. Is because, hey, let's take a quick break here. We're talking Advanced Medicine Monday, the Medical Rewind with Dr. Rashid Batar, our dear friend. And so look forward to this every week. I'm glad to be back from Vegas. If I'm a little bleary-eyed or bleary-sounding, it's just I didn't get a lot of sleep out there. We had a lot of fun, got a lot of good organic food as well. Dr. Batar is with me, and we are going to continue our discussion after this break. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Back at you this Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Batar continues on the Medical Rewind, and we are rewinding some serious stuff here. I mean, it's lighthearted, too, because it's uplifting to me when we get to talk about these things. And you know, so far, everybody's been really digging our conversations. I know I certainly do. Even if no one else did, I'd still like it. But the fact is, people love it. And, you know, when we talk about some of these things, whether it be in medicine or whether it be some of the inexplicable things, as I mentioned, energy medicine, the resurgence, if you will, and interest in things like Royal Raymond Rife and Nikola Tesla, we're, you know, we're at a real critical turning point, too, because of the way we've been going for so long is inefficient is not even the right word. It's wasteful. We have, you know, our culture in the West has become a culture of waste where it doesn't matter what we do, what we leave behind, how disastrous it is. We continue on. And I don't live that way. I know you don't live that way, but so many people still do. And it's been a disaster. And now it's coming to roost. We're really having to live through these changes and try to be, I guess, help others to understand and see what's going on.
But I think that in our awakenings, our own personal awakenings, and as we share this experience with other people, it's an exponential rate of growth. It's actually tremendously exhilarating to see somebody that, say, 5 years ago or 8 years ago in my own family that would have never even looked at any of this stuff now ask for an option before starting a pharmaceutical, as an example. And I think this is becoming more and more popular. When you look at statistics and the rate of growth of what they call alternative medicine, which is really a misnomer. We've discussed this before, how it's not appropriately termed. But
yes,
for lack of a better term, you know, holistic medicine, I like to call it advanced medicine myself. That's my take on it. But whatever the non-conventional method of healing. And it's actually even strange that we say non-conventional because, you know, acupuncture is considered alternative, and yet it's 5,000 years old, and yet something that's been done for 30 years, we call it traditional.
Right.
So it's even a misnomer.
Isn't that bizarre? Yeah. We've been redefining things in Orwellian fashion for a long time without even knowing it.
Exactly, exactly. Or, you know, the fact that we call things like traditional medicine with the double-blind placebo-controlled crossover multi-centered trials as evidence-based, it's anything but evidence-based. It's, in fact, ludicrous to call it evidence-based because evidence-based means based upon the evidence. And if you base anything upon evidence, you have to first observe something and then form a postulate and then test that postulate. But when you do a double-blind placebo-controlled crossover study, all you're doing is collecting facts, and facts make up no more science than a pile of bricks makes up a house. So it's one of those things that this, as you said, the Orwellian method of redefining things, it's part and parcel, I believe, of the hierarchy to try to convince the masses that, you know, they're going along the right path. And they're embracing the terms and the definitions that are inherent to what we do, Robert.
Yes.
And they try to take those titles upon themselves because they lack the essence. And so the only thing they can do is grab a title, and even that title is inappropriate to what they're doing. So
yeah, you know what, and I think it, you know, it's our responsibility as well to call out those definitions and call them out for what they are, because they become so, let's say, vibrationally neutral, and you don't react to them anymore. They're already programmed in. You automatically assume the meaning. And it is funny when you say traditional, let's say, allopathic medicine, right? We've got a historical context. It was the homeopaths who actually coined the phrase allopathic medicine, you know, to kind of work against or fight against as opposed to work with something. But homeopathy in a modern context, if we talk about the last couple hundred years, predates and is in fact a larger system, wider used than the so-called pharmaceutical as it was spawned out of World War II Germany.
You know, You should probably put something together with a historical perspective, write a book about something like this. I mean, this would be a fascinating read. I've never seen a book that actually details and outlines everything. I've read some stuff on the internet, but I've never actually just had a book that I can pick up and read it and see the whole historical perspective of this. This would be a fascinating book.
Well, you're stimulating my thought here. I've been working on a book for many years. I've been integrating some of the things I've been learning and studying for the last number of years. Now I've got to make sure I have that historical chapter a little bit more detailed. Thank you for giving me more work.
I've actually got to get our metal book out.
Yes.
That's a book that I've been working on for a couple of years now, and it's actually at an editor right now, but it's the working title for that one is Suppression of a Medical Miracle, and it's about heavy metal toxicity and such. But I think this historical perspective would be so important to bring about a cohesive understanding for the general public, things that they really can't get anywhere else. I mean, you can get some of the stuff from the internet, but I think to put it all together in a well-orchestrated story that tells what the facts were and how they all came to transpire would not only make a great book, I think it'd make a fascinating and very, very successful movie.
Yeah, you know, I think about the book by Christopher Bird, The Persecution and Trial of Gaston Nassens. You know, you remember this?
Oh, yes.
About the 714X. Yeah. I mean, that to me is a sensational courtroom drama as well as medical drama, the assault or attack on a brilliant researcher. And, you know, there are stories like this that are a bit more bizarre than fiction. The reality of it is so astounding what you read. And, you know, think about all the things we've been covering. By the way, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, particularly on Mondays here, this is a very special segment that we do called Advanced Medicine Monday. We call it the Medical Rewind because Dr. Bitar is developing a television show as well that takes these medical conditions, rewinds them, and more than that, really helps to unwind and reprogram us to understand what it takes to get well and all of the wrongheaded nature or lack thereof that is in much of allopathic modern medicine. And so the things, if you follow the conversations, and thankfully there are loads of now weeks and weeks of our Advanced Medicine Monday segments, go back and re-listen. I mean, there's so many gems that we've inadvertently uncovered as we've discussed things together, and of course referenced his book many times because it is a valuable, valuable tool for, let's say, guiding you to understand where this is coming from. We talk about the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. We've always got links up so you know how to get that as well.
Robert, just add to that just a little bit, if I may.
Sure.
The Medical Rewind, actually the term came up from a patient because they felt that their course in their disease process had been continuing down a path that was only palliatively addressed and they weren't getting any better. And after we started and once we finished after about 6-8 months, their frame of reference was that their medical history had essentially been rewound, and they had a new chance now. And so when you see some of the videos before and after of patients, it's essentially that they were rewound back to that point where the disease process took off, and they got another chance to start again at that point. And so that's really how the term medical rewind came into being. It was actually an idea of a patient, and you know, he brought it to my mind, and so that's how it all started.
Well, it's inspiring when you get those that come to you for help, and then they advance ideas, topics, or even words, or even definitions, things that come to light because of the interaction. And that's the thing that, you know, as you know, that was so drew me to you as well. Your openness from the get go to these things, to remain open. Of course, that's the only way we can truly help others to heal as well, is if we remain open to learn new things at any point in time, no matter how old we are. That keeps us young.
Wayne Dyer's term, I love this quote: "Be open to everything and attached to nothing."
Yes, it's brilliant.
It's also like that chimpanzee on that poster that's scratching his head, holding a book, saying, "The more I learn, the more I realize I don't know."
Yes. I know. I love it. It, you know, there are things that are amazing to me, and we recognize even the wisdom that can happen in youth or even in children. But then again, there are certain things that we have to, as parents, guide our children to help them understand and learn, you know, in a safe manner, or they wouldn't be able to handle what is being thrown at them. For instance, and you'll appreciate this is not a wonderful thing to acknowledge, but here it is, out of California. I covered this some weeks ago, and I interviewed an attorney that helped to alter the Navy's vaccine policy. I mentioned him to you before, Alan Phillips. Stealth vaccine law allows children to consent to vaccines out of California. I mean, this is incredible. There's this bill they're proposing, AB 499, which allow a minor who is 12 years of age or older to consent to medical care related to prevention of STDs. In other words, they want to promote, bottom line, this is a promotion of the HPV shot, the Gardasil and the Cervarix. They want kids as young as 12 to be able to consent against their parents' wishes in school settings to take this shot. This is astonishing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have to have parental guidance to watch a rated R movie, you know, until you're 18, but you can consent and say, oh, I can go ahead and take this medicine that can impact me for the rest of my life and possibly even kill me at the age of 12.
It's incredible that there is a movement on to do this. Now, we would acknowledge there's a level of corruption. I mean, this is either a level of ignorance or arrogance, a combination, or just simple corruption. You're being paid off. You're being lobbied to think, well, the parents don't know what's right for their kids any more than we would acknowledge, honestly, the doctors often don't know, because they're not looking deeply into many of these issues. These are the ones that are still unconscious, that have not woken up, that are willing to risk life and limb to protect from a theoretical cancer that is not even caused by the human papillomavirus.
You know, Robert, you're so kind and generous when you say that. To me, it's not corruption, and it's not – it comes right down to just being evil. It's good versus bad, you know, pure versus evil. And this, to me, you can't condone it. But, I mean, even for those that are willing to take a payoff, if you think about it, they've got a wife or a daughter or a mother or somebody that, you know, I mean, they've got children themselves or a nephew or niece or somebody that they've got to love, and yet they're willing to put their own loved one at risk and at you know, susceptible to something like this. That's just pure evil. There's no other way to justify it.
Yeah, you know, the wake up is on, and of course, that these things are being published in Natural News. We get to cover them every day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it is so absurd, some of these things that we comment on. And the fact is, unfortunately, more children are being harmed, but it's waking up the parents particularly. And we talked, I think, last week, the day after Father's Day, about waking the warrior dads. And I thought that was such a cool topic, as we recognize the moms are the first to typically see the assault and the effects of the assault on children medically. And then when the dads wake up, I think it's already, the days are numbered of this so-called pharmaceutical vaccine paradigm. But when the dads wake up, it's over.
And I think that there are now slowly communities that are being created, either intentionally or just coincidentally, where people are coming together that are of like-mindedness and they don't want to have the vaccines. I mean, not just groups of people. I mean, like, literally communities are coming up, you know, on the Internet, obviously. And then there,
yes.
I heard the other day about an investor in Florida, or a developer, sorry, in Florida, that is planning on a community – a residential community for parents that have children that have been injured by vaccines. And that community basically is going to have its own entity, if you will. I think it's 300, 400 home sites, and they just want to be together and be able to have a uniform voice. I thought that was interesting. Nice. That it's starting. I thought it was going to start small like this, and
yes,
gosh, who knows what it can cascade into.
Well, it's a nice innovation to think about it. We talk about communities of like-minded, like consciousness as such, those that are more health-oriented. I have heard that in Fairfield, Iowa? Jeffrey Smith there, the guy who wrote all the books on the GMOs, he says there's actually a town there that does not allow anything but organic food to be served in restaurants in a little town in Iowa.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? That's not a bad place to be.
No, not at all. I mean, you know, remember how far out it seemed like to have a place that didn't allow smoking back 20 years ago, and now there's all governmental buildings you can't smoke in, and that's the one thing the government did good, you know, that I can say.
Yeah.
But there are certain areas you just can't smoke in anymore, whereas before they used to have. I mean, you could smoke in planes, and now, of course, in the last 15, 20 years, can't smoke in a plane. So there's changes that are occurring. It used to be socially the in thing to do, the cool thing to do, to smoke. Now it's totally uncool to smoke. If you're a smoker, you're just uncool.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're going to come right back from this break. We'll talk more with Dr. Bitar. We've got some Advanced Medicine Monday happening. We've got some other stories in the news I'll bring up as well. And, of course, the right and obligation we have to defend liberty is the cornerstone to this, and that means health freedom as well. Stay with us. Remember, if you have a question or a comment, it's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, as well as naturalnewsradio.com. Put your email in there, and we've got lots of great updates happening at robertscottbell.com. We'll also let you know once again how to get Dr. Bitar's book and all those other great videos you can watch. Talk to you in a moment when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones in any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Hold that shrimp on the barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advanced Medicine Monday continues on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Raja Vitar. And I am telling you, man, I have so much fun every week when we do this, and you never know where we end up going. The discussion goes far afield, but there was a moment of duh I had to cover last hour. I thought you might like to comment on it. It said this. This is really stunning, so stand by. Sit down, everybody. Lifestyle changes might alter breast cancer rates. Excuse me? Did they actually publish that? Somebody actually studied that and figured that out? I mean, that's the kind of stuff sometimes we have to point out because it's so absurd. Things that would be patently obvious to even a fourth grader. If you eat, you know, garbage, what would happen? If you start eating better and doing better things, what would happen? And of course, then we talk about gene expression. We talk about what cancer is, what it is not. All of these things that you cover so well in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, of course.
I saw a cartoon a couple of years back that was so funny, and it shows a man standing outside of a controlled experimental area, and he's standing next to a researcher with his lab coat on, and he's got a clipboard on, and inside this controlled experimental area is a man wearing like a spacesuit, and he's pushing a shopping cart.
Uh-huh.
And the caption underneath has the scientist outside talking to the person that's standing next to him saying, Jenkins is working on a theory that pushing a shopping cart will cause cancer. You know, and the thing is that we know intuitively there's certain things that are going to affect an individual, and there's certain things that intuitively we don't need to have a study done. What we need to have studies done is to put these controversies that are out there to rest, and yet to people like you and I, there is no controversy. They just won't do a ethical, honest study to be able to evaluate certain things, like, for instance, you know, the use of sucralose and as a sweetener. And
right.
I mean, how difficult is it to understand that a chlorinated sugar molecule is going to cause cancer? Or, you know, even something more blatant like mercury. Oh, mercury is the second most toxic substance known to man, according to the EPA, but you can put it in a vaccine and then it's considered, strangely enough, to undergo some type of metamorphosis and to become safe, or put it inside a dental amalgam and it's outgassing at 5 to 9 nanograms per deciliter per tooth per day, but yet it's not considered to be toxic. You know, these are the absurdities that are out there. And then they do studies like this that you're talking about, that is, lifestyle change will lead to a reduction in breast cancer. I mean, you know, tell me something I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're actually taking taxpayer funds to do this. That's even more annoying, as if it were bad enough. And of course, though, we can all rest our concerns because they found anti-foaming agents in chicken McNuggets. So the next time, not that you or I would eat that, but people that do, at least they won't foam at the mouth. This is just bizarre.
You know, it's so funny you bring this up, because I think we talked about how our children have an awareness that is so far advanced than our own awareness when we were at their age. But
yes,
my youngest, he's 6 and a half, Rahan, every evening before going to bed, when he brushes his teeth, or every morning before he goes to school, he brushes his teeth. It is like a ritual for him to stop, because his mom still helps him, you know, make sure he gets all the teeth, or I'll help him. He will stop us, put his little hand up, and he'll stop us, and he'll say, does this have any fluoride in it? And we say, no, for the 7,000th time, it has no fluoride in it. Okay, and then he'll let you brush his teeth.
Oh, that's great.
It's like a ritual for him, you know, or like they get in a pool, they have to ask, you know, is there chlorine in this pool? Yes, there is. And, you know, every, like, so occasionally they'll still go ahead and get in. In our house, we have a saltwater pool, but 95% of the time they won't do that. Or they'll ask, you know, does this have a lot of sugar in it? Yes, okay, then I don't want it.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's just an awareness. I never had that when I was that age.
No, you and I both. And we really had to come out of this the hard way through our own, you know, experiences as such. But the kids can benefit from it. And I recognize, too, the strengthening of these kids that are not being exposed or even vaccinated the way we were, and how it is brought a resilience back into, you know, existence, and an openness to be, let's say, stay connected, whereas a lot of the assault in childhood disconnects these kids from life itself. I mean, yet they may still have a body, they may still be technically alive, but we see these kids that have been inundated with mercury as such suddenly kind of taken away from that, you know, that really immersion in life. It's like they're distant from us. And so the detox protocols or programs that you've helped to develop also can bring these kids back on board.
Well, that's the whole premise behind the 3 foundations of healing. The very first one is detoxification.
once we get that matrix cleaned up and closer to what it was like when it was brought onto this planet or how the creator designed it to be in the first place,
right,
the closer we can re-achieve the state of health and balance that we're supposed to be in.
Well, exactly. And then this is what we're going for. But in the meantime, we still have some parents that are unconscious, actually many, and they're feeding their kids this stuff. And it, this yesterday, a Natural News just came out. Mike Adams wrote a big piece on it. And they found in a McDonald's website admits this. It's not bad enough that they have hydrogenated soybean oil with TBHQ and citric acid to preserve freshness. But they add this thing called dimethyl polysiloxane. And they call it an anti-foaming agent. I'm thinking, you know, chicken nuggets. Why would you need an anti-foaming agent in chicken? All right, of course, we know maybe there's not much chicken in a chicken nugget, but it's really bizarre what's in food that they can actually still call food.
Anti-foaming. There must be something that's causing some foaming in those nuggets for them to put an anti-foaming agent in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know, they used to put foaming agents, and they still do in a lot of toothpaste and shampoos. I mean, what are they doing with chicken, with food? You know, on top of these other things, of course, we know that it contains free glutamate, which is similar to MSG, which is an excitotoxin. They have different sodium phosphates and sodium aluminum phosphate also in these chicken nuggets. And, you know, parents, the unconscious ones still feed their kids this stuff like it's nothing.
It's a sad state, but unfortunately, it's probably more common than we realize.
Yeah, sometimes because we operate, you know, and try to hang out. Like you mentioned, the community kind of coming together, these things where people, you know, looking to live healthier, eat organic, not vaccinate. And we actually now have enough of us that we can interact with each other and almost forget temporarily that there are people that eat stuff that doesn't belong to be eaten by anybody.
Yeah, at least anybody that's human.
Right, exactly. And again, I come back because I think we can talk firsthand because our history is such that we have been among those that have eaten unconsciously for a long time and then suffered because of it. And, you know, for me, as I said, I'm grateful for the experience because it allowed me to learn indelibly by experience instead of just book knowledge as to what these things do in my body, much less those that come to seek us out for help.
Absolutely. I mean, it's one of the things that makes us who we are and makes us effective as we are, possibly because of the experience that we've had ourselves that helped us to get to this point in life.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, you know, I don't know, I don't think the planet that we're on is ever going to be, this is just my humble opinion, it might be wrong, is going to be the so-called utopia. I think there's too many people or souls that need different experiences. That's why there's such a wide variety of countries and states and even local, you know, these areas of people that need similar experiences for whatever reason. But at the same time, there is a yearning that is going out among the populations of the planet for that, you know, essence underlying it all, which we talk about the yearning for liberty, for instance, to be able to live free, to be able to live the greatest life, create the greatest life for us without impingement. You mentioned the issue of the government and cigarette laws. Now, I would say the reason why that's a good thing is because government, at least here in America, was designed to protect liberty. And if we find that people are smoking, well, they're not even smoking tobacco. I've talked about that many times. It's like there's 3,800 plus ingredients in a tobacco cigarette. One of them might be tobacco. But yeah, when you exhale that stuff or when it just burns, literally you're violating the rights of others because you're polluting their environment. That is going too far. That violates the rights of somebody else. So that's something there. The government says it's a lawful role to step in and say, no, we're here to protect liberty, not encroach upon it. And some have argued that banning smoking is a violation of liberty. Well, if you want to smoke where you're not disrupting anybody else's air, that's fine. That's a different story.
I totally agree with that because you can't talk about freedom and encroach upon somebody else's freedom.
Right.
Because then it's not freedom. So I completely agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and this will be a theme as well because we do have the 4th of July coming up. I mean, we're always this time of year, everybody starts getting patriotic in hopefully a more positive way. But so many people don't really understand the Declaration of Independence, why it was done. I mean, literally the things that King George of England was doing to the colonists at the time, you know, so many years ago. If you look at what's happened today, the federal government and in some cases state governments, it's much worse than what we declared independence of all those years ago.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's actually worse if you look at it now. And it amazes me how the forefathers knew what the issues were and how the statements that they made in public and the things that they wrote down are so pertinent now, 250 years later. It's almost as if it just happened, you know, a few years ago that these things are so relevant. I mean, everything. Even the quotes about medicine and health and prevention, I mean, everything, you know, the right to bear arms, every single thing that you look at, the historical perspective is so perfectly timed right now. And you start realizing they knew what caused the problem then, and they knew that history would repeat itself, and that's why they had these things in place in order to prevent us from having to go through the same trials and tribulations. And yet, unfortunately, 200 and some years later, most of our population has been asleep, and now, thank God, there is an awakening and there's a realization of what's happening. And as people start to look at this and they start, oh my God, this is what happened 250 years ago. This is what led to the Declaration of Independence. This is what led to the American Revolution. This is what, this is the foundation of our historical basis. Mm. And we're allowing it to go back that exact same path, and nobody's yeah. doing anything about it. But I think that, you know, like the Tea Party movement, for instance, what is that, like a million strong now or something?
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, we could argue some of it's been co-opted and corrupted, but again, the spontaneous outpouring and demand for liberty, again, is genuine. That has really driven it initially.
Exactly. And that, whether all the everybody's motivations may or may not be the right motivations, the point is that people are becoming aware.
Yes.
That's what's exciting.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, this may be a sneak preview because I just realized next Advanced Medicine Monday is going to be on the 4th of July. So we might have to do a very special edition, cover some cool topics like this. And, you know, some people have been coming to me and, you know, they've known I've been following the career of Congressman Ron Paul for many years because he's such an anomaly in government, like a modern-day founding father, is unwielding ability to just stand up for the Constitution and say, listen, I might believe a certain way, but if it violates the Constitution, I actually took an oath to uphold it. I'm not going to violate my oath, which is something bizarre up there because they all do that almost the first thing they do when they get in there.
It's almost like a mode of life, an accepted thing. It's almost, I think, mandatory that you must defy the oath that you took. But Ron Paul, to me, is the only person that truly was the only candidate for presidency that we had.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, and when they ask me this a lot because I've been following it, being in media for so many years, what do you think he's going to win? You think, you know, listen, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that that man has done more to change the consciousness of what's going on politically than anybody in my lifetime. And it will impact more in the future, whether he becomes president or not. And this is a good thing because he's pushed the Republican Party to start becoming a party that wants to pull the troops home. That's stunning. So this is what is happening here, regardless of outcomes. All of these things, these experiences are bringing about a change in consciousness.
Well, he's definitely done that. And he's also done something else, too. I think he has become a fulcrum for those that are in that early stage. Well, you know, the three phases of truth we talked about. When,
yes.
When that first phase of people being ridiculed before the violent opposition, I think people like you and I, Robert, we would be in that small category because when it's small enough, the powers that be, they're not threatened. So it's they just ridicule it. But then once it starts gaining momentum and power and numbers, then it starts to be violently opposed,
right?
Which is what's happened, kind of like in medicine now.
Yes,
and then they'll eventually accept it as having always been the truth, as in like chronic fatigue, which 20 years ago, 15 years ago, wasn't considered to be a real diagnosis of fibromyalgia.
That's
or
right.
H. pylori, and now they're all accepted to be like they've always been there. But I think Ron Paul has been again, kind of like a uniform call to everybody to kind of come together. He's been like that attracting magnet that's been bringing people of like-mindedness coming together and realizing that, hey, there's another person, or there's another group, or there's another entity, there's another community of people that believe the same way, and has been a congealing factor, perhaps, and that may be the right way of putting it. So
yes,
I think
yes.
Ron Paul has really done a tremendous job in that facet too.
It's a clarion call. It's very exciting. People love liberty. They come together, and they're actually brought together for a positive, uplifting thing. And we've got one more segment to go. Rocking and rolling this Advanced Medicine Monday with my good friend Dr. Rashid Bitar. And actually, I'm going to ask him a specific thing related to endocrine health to wrap up this week's show. And I think the men out there are going to want to hear this. So stand by. Lots more healing to go in a short period of time to do it. The Robert Scott Bell Show continues after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Worried about how you'll pay for retirement? Even if you haven't saved a dime, there's a way to trade up to a better life when you retire. The experts don't tell you, because there's no money in it for them. But thousands of people rescue their retirement this way every year. You can too, at GoRetireBetter.com. David and Ann from North Carolina did it. He had a computer job. She was a secretary. They worked hard, saved, but still, they didn't have enough to last long term. So, they rescued their retirement, just like you can, at GoRetireBetter.com. Today, they live like the upper crust in a three-bedroom home with a pool. They eat out all the time, go to concerts, take trips to the beach. They don't worry anymore about outliving their nest egg. Find out how they did it at GoRetireBetter.com. That's GoRetireBetter.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I mentioned the Warrior Dads last week, and I brought them up again this week, Dr. Bitar. And I had a great question coming through Facebook asking us, anyone have any suggestions for boosting male testosterone without Big Pharma? Well, that's a great question, because what if the Warrior Dads don't have enough testosterone? They wake up and realize what happened, then they don't have any energy to do anything.
Well, it is a great question, and it's a question that actually is probably more common and probably not as commonly asked, but it's a common thought in many people's mind, not just males, but also females, because it's known now among the women that are getting natural hormone replacement that increasing their testosterone level will actually increase their libido and sex drive and such. So
that's
it
right.
Probably is a very, very popular question, but it's not asked as often because people may be embarrassed by it or whatever the reason may be.
So if we're talking about this, and I like that Patrick is asking this in terms of, I don't want to use Big Pharma drugs and synthetic stuff. I want to do the things that are going to bring that back online. Of course, so much of what you discuss in the book will result in that. But you have some specific ideas, I believe, in Chapter 11.
Yeah, actually, the Chapter 11 in the book talks exactly about this aspect. And it's not just testosterone. It's actually talking about testosterone, which is one of the sex hormones, but all the hormones that are so vital to make sure we maintain the optimum balance, which includes, of course, the growth hormones and the sex hormones like the estrogen, the progesterone, the testosterone, and such. And so I'll let you discover the answer yourself in Chapter 11 of the book, because it is somewhat elaborate, but I'll just talk about one of the concepts, one of the conceptual components that is important for people to really grasp so that they understand why a hormone is not the right answer. The body has regulatory mechanism called inhibitory feedback loop. It's the negative inhibitory feedback loop. And to make sure that we all understand this, I'm going to give you an example that everybody will understand. When you have a bodybuilder, they've got the big muscles, they want to get bigger muscles, they start taking testosterone. Well, when they take testosterone, it's a known fact that bodybuilders' testicles will shrink up because they take testosterone. Well, why is that? Because the body has this regulatory mechanism that is controlled by the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is actually monitoring the levels of many different hormones, testosterone being one of those. When the bodybuilder starts giving himself testosterone injections or taking testosterone in whichever manner he's taking it, the level of testosterone in the body increases to a point that the hypothalamus says, uh-oh, too much testosterone,
right,
and starts shutting off its own endogenous supply, endogenous meaning what the body produces itself. So it shuts off its own endogenous supply, which is basically in males from the testes, and there are other sources of testosterone, but the majority of testosterone in males comes from the testes. And the testicles, because they are being told no longer to release testosterone or produce testosterone, what happens is that old adage, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So there's atrophy that takes place. Those organs that are producing the testosterone, because they're not being utilized, because the hypothalamus is saying too much testosterone, because we're exogenously outside of the body putting it into the body, the level's getting up too high, body shuts off its own production in order to try to maintain the down regulation, trying to bring that level back down into the normal area, the testicles stop working. And then when the person stops using testosterone, all of a sudden you have testicular atrophy. They can't produce.
Right. They've shut down their normal endogenous production. And, of course, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the fact that cholesterol is also vital for healthy endocrine function and hormone production.
In fact, cholesterol is the precursor of all the sex hormones. You know, cholesterol has gotten a bad rap over the years, and actually I won't get into all this because this is too much. We don't have enough time, but essentially all the studies that were done that now make cholesterol such an evil, it had nothing to do with cholesterol. It had to do with triglycerides. Cholesterol is vital for life. In fact, cholesterol, without cholesterol, we would have no cell membrane integrity, and we would just be a heap of organic mush. Cholesterol is what allows the cell membranes to have that integrity, and it is the precursor of every sex hormone in the body.
Exactly, and I keep saying this when people tell me, my doc wants to put me on a cholesterol-lowering medication. I say, you want to grow old very quickly, you want to have Alzheimer's and other neurological and muscle problems, then you go ahead and go on that drug. Otherwise, I want to stay young and healthy and keep that healthy cholesterol going in my body.
You know, I have type 2B hyperlipidemia. My cholesterol levels are in the 1700s, 1800s, and I'm not on any cholesterol medication with exercise and a good diet. My cholesterol level is you know, one-fourth of that. And even if it's 300 or 400, you don't have to worry about it. In fact, all the studies now show that it's actually high insulin levels and hyperinsulinemia and the phasic level of the insulin, the glucose, the sugar metabolism, that's actually more related to heart disease than cholesterol ever was. Yep. Half the people that have heart disease have no cholesterol issues. They have totally normal cholesterol. Uh-huh. And half the people that have high cholesterol have no evidence of heart disease whatsoever. So don't believe all these things that you read. In fact, if you're on a statin drug, an anti-cholesterol medication, you have to, by definition, be on coenzyme Q10. If you're not, you're actually depleting the body of ubiquinone. And in fact, all the studies done with cholesterol medication necessitated the use of coenzyme Q10, but because coenzyme Q10 was so expensive, the pharmaceutical companies failed to mention that component. And you have to remember that the use of statin drugs is directly correlated with hepatocellular carcinoma, cancer of the liver.
Yep.
So that's another thing that people don't really understand and recognize.
And ironically, it even precipitates congestive heart failure because of that lack of CoQ10 available to the muscle, that heart muscle, which is more important than any muscle we got, even though they're all important. So, yeah, we're going to end on that. But remember, chapter 11 of Dr. Bitar's book, 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, will go a lot into the endocrine system, how to stay young, how to deal with the testosterone levels, and more. And, of course, all of these things we talk about, also mineral deficiencies, chromium deficiencies, all of that. We go back and re-listen to a lot of the previous Advanced Medicine Mondays with Dr. Bitar and I, because we've had some fascinating discussions. They keep going. But well, I'm gonna give him a break here and let him go. He's got a lot of things to do with his family reunion. Dr. Bitar, thanks for joining me once again.
Robert, thank you very much for having me again. And I'll just mention that in Chapter 11, there is actually a specific solution. It's not just theory.
Yes.
It's actual examples, real-life examples, what we've done with patients. And then there's actually a solution that you can get without a doctor and how it can help you regulate not only testosterone levels but all the hormones that are very popular from a longevity standpoint.
Beautiful. I got them all linked up at robertscottbell.com. Remember, 866-939-BELL if you got a question. And we're going to have an Independence Day celebration next Advanced Medicine Monday. I'm looking forward to that. Dr. Bitar, thanks so much. Reminding you, as I do every day here, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic waste were washed away. But when waste were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to
replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Worried about how you'll pay for retirement? Even if you haven't saved a dime, there's a way to trade up to a better life when you retire. The experts don't tell you, because there's no money in it for them. But thousands of people rescue their retirement this way every year. You can too, at GoRetireBetter.com. David and Ann from North Carolina did it. He had a computer job. She was a secretary. They worked hard, saved, but still, they didn't have enough to last long term. So, they rescued their retirement, just like you can, at GoRetireBetter.com. Today, they live like the upper crust in a three-bedroom home with a pool. They eat out all the time, go to concerts, take trips to the beach. They don't worry anymore about outliving their nest egg. Find out how they did it at GoRetireBetter.com. That's GoRetireBetter.com. Never mind me.